Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
So, marami ba kayong natutunan kanina kay Pastor Paul?
Yes.
How about last week? Meron ba kayong mga natutunan last week? Marami kayong natutunan? I'm sure marami kayong natutunan last week. And because of that, close your notes.
No.
Obey before you complain.
No.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Close your notes, everyone.
No.
Noted. Close your notes. And, hindi tayo mag-quiz. Pinapaklose ko lang yung notes nyo, ano ba? Wala tayong quiz for this afternoon. So, see? Tigas ulo. Anyway, so, kanina kay Pastor Paul, we learned a lot about, what? About faith, di ba? And we want the best for you lang. So, this afternoon, we invited someone. Ito bago to sa ating mga paningin, sa pandinig natin, and bago sa ministry because he just served lang naman almost 15 years. Tago, sige, 5 na lang. Tinawaran. More or less 15 years. But then, she started as a full-time volunteer here in Victory handling events. And then, eventually, we hired her. Diba? Si Miss May, right now, she's a worship services director of Victory Fort. And on top of that, she's overseeing the worship services pa. Coordinators for Metro Manila. So, sino dito yung mga worship services? Yun, admin. So, marami-rami kayo. Alright. And she's happily married to, of course, si Kuya Jun Perez. And right now, we had a privilege because, dito, di ko maisip yung punchline ko. Pero, right now, I hope you guys participate and listen to her very well because she brought some good stuff that she later introduced to you or show you later, guys. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce everyone. Please welcome Miss May Perez. Yay! Excited ako dito sa session na.
Yep. Good afternoon. May energy ba tayo? Gising tayo?
Yes.
Okay, sige. Importante yun, ha? Let me position myself. Paumanhin nyo. I'm a bit under the weather, but I'm so excited to be here to share with you years of experience, I guess. That's where it's coming from. I did not study as a college degree, events management. Hindi katulad ng generation ngayon, meron na yatang ino-offer talaga in Benilde ng mga ganyang courses. Yung mga panahon namin, walang ganyan. Matututo ka na lang. It's out of a passion for just really loving, you know, doing events. I get a high from doing it. And I may not have the answers to all your questions today, but my desire is to be able to impart to you, again, those years of experience and how we've always done it here in the ministry. So being able to balance how we do it in Victory and at the same time how it is in the secular world. Okay? Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Excited, huh? Excited to learn. Okay. Sige. Para magising kayo, we'll start with a game. Jack, di ka pwede dito. Okay. Ne, no ka. I have a magic wand. Yoo-hoo! Kanina to. Tignan mo. Cute, no? Okay. Thanks to Rizal, she gave me my magic wand. This is what we're going to do. We're gonna pass the magic wand, and hindi sunod-sunod, ah, random. Biktimahin nyo kung sino gusto nyong biktimahin. But this is what I want you to say. If I had the power to do magic, I would like to change what? And the craziest ideas, okay, will be the ones that we will win the prize. Okay? Ah, sige. We'll do that. We'll start with you. Okay, go. Eduardo talaga? Ed. Edward. Okay.
Edraline.
Bro, hindi bagay sa'yo yung pink na. But sige, go ahead. Do your magic.
Okay, if I had a magic wand, I would insert another day between Monday and Wednesday. And Tuesday pala. Monday and Tuesday para extra weekend sa gitna ng week.
Okay, sige, ako naman, I would like to change the
course of history. Sana hindi na nag-sin si Adam. Para lahat tayo holy.
All right, if I had the power, I'll make sure that everyone I touch will be converted into food.
Food.
Except her, of course.
Ako naman. I already learned how to be a man, so I'll be a girl naman. Okay.
Here at the back.
Hello there. If I had the power to do magic, I would make traffic in Metro Manila disappear forever.
We agree. We agree. We agree. Ms.
Lynn. I have the power to have a magic maging 48 hours in a day.
Ano mga taong ano? Workaholic o sobrang dami lang binibigay ni Miss Lynn na watang trabaho? Ha? Ano kaya? Yes, Janelle.
If I have a magic, I will fly to different countries.
Okay, gusto niya mag-travel. O, Maggie. Go, Meg.
If I have the power, kung siya gusto niya mag-travel sa ibang countries, ibang planets. Yung magsusurvive ako.
Lalay!
If I had the power, yung papayat ka lang habang tumatawa. Yun.
Oh, aminin nyo! Gusto natin yan. Yung tatawa ka lang, papayat ka na.
Kasi if I have a magic, yun din yung sasabihin ko. Hindi, ano, kain lang ng kain, tapos hindi po tumatama.
If I have a power, I'll make the Philippines waterproof country.
Waterproof.
Yeah. Okay, para walang baha. Dito. The last table. Sige, go.
Ako, if I had the power to do magic, maging unlimited yung ATM na, ano, labas ng pera for everyone.
Ito ko yan.
Tapos na. Last ka na. Ay, lahat ba tayo? Me, maybe experience teleporting. Para hindi na nakakapagod magbiyahe.
Me, ever since I was in elementary, I wanted to have wings to fly wherever I want to go. Para hindi mahirap, diba? Tsaka para hindi mahirap mag-commute.
Correct. Okay. Oh, sige, let the class vote. Sinong pinaka, ano, gusto nyong sagot? Oh, vote. Apat na answers. Kay Jay Lord.
Kay Lolay.
Kay Lolay. Kay Lara. And? Sino pa? Who? Kay Varsha. Gusto ko yung ATM mo, ha? Okay, give yourselves a hand. You know why I ask you to actually do that? Is because you know what? When you're doing an event and when you're planning for it, welcome the craziest ideas, okay? Lalo na when you're in the planning stage of your events, make sure that it's an avenue for open discussion, for all the strangest ideas. Just throw them all in because you don't know if that strange idea, dun manggagaling actually yung, you know, bagong way of doing your event, okay? So I wanted you to just have that extra, just think, tapos may kahit gano'n siya ka-weird, acceptable siya. Okay? Now, let me ask you, who among you here right now already do some kind of an event as part of your function? Maybe it's not in your job description, but naaatasan kayo ng mga boss nyo to do events. Can I see? Hands. Okay, almost everybody. Almost everybody, I guess, except finance, no? Other than finance, anybody else na hindi ko nakita yung hand? Okay. Sige, now let me ask another question. Because you're doing events, what's the greatest challenge for you? Kahit ano. Doesn't matter how big, how small the event that's been assigned to you. What's the greatest challenge for you? Leo, can I hear from you?
Pag-download ng message sa mga participants. Kung bibilihin nila yun. Communication.
Mm, okay. He's saying the challenge is to make sure that makuha nung participants yung message. Do you happen to be... How come you're involved in... Okay. We get that. Anybody else? Ay, sorry. Rainier, sige, because he was raising his hand.
Yeah, deadlines and due dates.
Okay, what about
is
that?
It's always a challenge. Pagka hindi mo na-meet yung due date dun sa first phase, mm-hmm. magka-cram ka dun sa last phase. And so, nagmamadali, ganun.
Okay, good. Elisa?
It's given to you at a very short time.
Lahat urgent, lahat needed yesterday. Correct? Tagal, ilang taong ko na yan, ni-rebuke yung ano na yan eh. Yung kahit yung last minute production na yan, ni-rebuke ko na yan, ilang taon na eh. Okay, wala pang nangyayari. Anybody else? One more. Challenge. Para lang, go Shena. What about attendance?
Fall out pa from all the attendees. Like, they don't like RSVP. They don't.
Oh yeah, RSVP is not a culture yet. No, we will say it's not yet a culture in the Philippines, but we will create that culture in Victory. Correct? We will train the people to actually do that. Now, I want to be able to establish right now, why do we even have to do events management? Because, you know what, first and foremost, gone are the days when pwede na, okay na yan, let's just wing it. What? Dati nung maliit pa, mom and pop pa yung church, pwede pa natin gawin yun eh. Yung, sige, okay na yan. Would you believe the first time I volunteered, sabi nga ni Jack, no, I started out as a volunteer for the church to stage manage for the first Asian Invasion, I think. Would you believe sinong conference director nun? Bishop Manny Carlos at Michael Paderes. Okay. Ano naman ang alam nila when it comes to events, di ba? But that's the way it was because we were so small. We were at the Rock. So, at saka nagpapatakbo ng buong conference na ano yun ha, PICC. Parang anim kami. Yun na yun. Nakaupo kami sa lamesa, yun na yun. So kung ano lang yung kaya namin gawin, none of us were professional events organizers, but whatever we could do, that was it. But yun na nga eh, because gone are the days when we can do that. We can no longer say, pwede na yan. Why? Not that people during that time didn't understand who they were doing it for. We know we're doing it for God. Therefore, God deserves the excellence, di ba? But because of the limitation of where we were during that time, when the church was so much smaller, but now we can afford to, you know, plan ahead. Marami na tayong ginagawa so that even preachings are planned ahead, kahit papano, di ba? So, hopefully. Events are also must also always be planned, and they're always planned to be special. Don't do an event if it's just going to be something that you're just going to repeat something. Okay? Let me give this challenge to you, especially if you're in discipleship. Even if you're doing a making disciples class. I know it's something that you do every month, every how many months. But challenge yourself to think of what other experience can I offer the attendees so that they go home talagang, whoa. It doesn't have to be something expensive. It just has to be something that they can take home that's really going to change the way they view your classes. Also, when you do an event, your objective is to wow your audience. Okay? Hindi pwedeng dumating sila, oh, bumupo, then that's it. Yeah, umuwi sila, o, tapos na yung seminar. You've complied with the requirement na mag-attend ng class. No, when we do an event, we always aim to wow them. And we need to know the wow to wow. Ah, ako lang nagkuha niyan. Know the wow to wow. What's the wow? Anyone knows what's wow? Wow? That's right. Sorry, that's Sharon, our events coordinator, sitting in. she's with us at Victory Fort. That's who, what, why, where, when, and how of your event. Naalala niyo Mickey Mouse? Sorry, matanda na. Who, what, why, where, when, and how. May ganun yun eh, may kanta. Kaya we won't forget that. But anyway, the answers to these questions will actually determine, will actually give you a clear vision so that you will be able to plan your event properly. So that's why you need to deal with these questions. Why? First is why. Why do we need to do the event? Para lang ba may magawa lang tayo? Kasi parang bakante yata yung March eh. Lagyan natin ng event. Ganun ba yung purpose natin? Why would a person want to even register for your event? Why would they want to run the race if it's Race for Life? Why? That has to be very clear. The answers to those questions have to be very clear for your team when you're organizing an event. Second question is, oh, sorry, because you know why? A person is investing time, money, energy to be there. So you should, ang attitude natin when we're the ones organizing, we count it a privilege that people would even invest time, would spend an hour to listen, to be equipped. Kahit na kayo pa nagsasabing, oh, libre na nga to, ha? Hindi yun, okay? Ang mindset natin is we are privileged because people are giving us their time. Okay, second question is who? Who are we expecting to attend? Are we just, is this a kind of event where you just throw the net out there and bahala na who comes in? Or do we have a focused group of audience lang? Because that will determine how you'll promote your event and how you'll plan it all out. Okay? Third question is what? What must happen during the event? Look at your irreducible minimums. What? What must happen? Ano yung non-negotiable? Ano yung, kung hindi mangyayari tong part na to sa event, wag na. Parang sinabi mong, mag-service ba tayo nang walang preaching ng word? O wag na tayo mag-service. Yun ang irreducible minimums na tinatawag. Okay? If you were doing a, let's say, you're doing worship night, di ba? You can do away with, kasi here at the fort, we've for the past year, we would do live testimonies within the worship night. Because it, you know, yung faith, nabibuild up yung faith ng mga tao. But that is not an irreducible minimum. It can be a testimony this month, next month, it can be something else. But pwede bang worship night na walang kantahan? Puro lang preaching ng word? Hindi, di ba? So the worship is, the singing part is an irreducible minimum. So that's what I mean when we say, what must happen in your event? Now, what will, another question on what is, what will delight the audience? What will make them say, wow, kailan ulit mangyayari to? I wanna go to this again, okay? What? What will delight the audience? And third is, what are the expectations of the event proponents? Who are the event proponents? Anyone? Sinong event, yung tinatawag na event proponents? Event proponents are people who are actually sponsoring the event. So let's say if it's a service, then you're talking about your lead pastors. If you're talking about discipleship conference, your proponents are either, the discipleship pastors or is it the apostolic? Sino yung kliyente mo? When you're doing an event, you're dealing with someone, parang kliyente mo siya. Now, I'm staging this for you, I'm planning this out for you, but you're the sponsor. You're the one who's thinking on top, ano yung vision mo? Ano yung gusto mong mangyari dito? So, you need to be clear of their expectations. Because if that's not clear, tendency is, what's going to happen is, you think you've delivered 150%, 200%. Ayun pala, kung hindi clear yung communication na yun, the boss pala is thinking, huh? She didn't even think of this? She didn't even think of that? She missed out on these things? Pero ikaw, pagod ka na. Kung si Meg pa, Hagardo versus Sakana. Diba? Pero you did not kasi hindi klaro sa inyo ano yung expectations. So you gotta make sure that that is clear. Next question is when. When is the best time to hold your event? Okay? When to hold the event is critical, especially when you have, let's say, if your event is something that requires a big amount of payment. Let's say, mga couples getaway. Medyo malaki-laki, di ba? May 8,000, may ganyan yan, di ba? You don't want to schedule that sometime in March, April, May, June. Why? Exactly. If you want to do a layaway, you do it way ahead so that bago pa dumating yung final payment nila ng March or ang summer expenses ng kids or ang enrollment ng June, medyo may nahulog na sila. Or might as well just do it towards the end of the year when tapos na sila sa enrollment and then they start hulog ng July, August, September. Ayan. That's why there it's very important that you just don't plan it when you think, ah, it's convenient for church. Tayo, ang priority natin is the congregation. They're our clients. They're the ones that, they're our audience. They're the ones that we want to come into our event. It has to be what will cater to their need. Okay? Sa tamang oras, sa tamang time in the year. Now, next question is where? Where will the event be held? You can't do a campus conference at Shangri-La, Makati. It's not because the youth don't deserve to be in a five-star hotel. It's not that. It's because you know that that the cost to do it there is going to be very high and the kids will not be able to afford it. Okay? So yun lang yun. Also knowing na, okay, kung kids to lahat, hinahatid to ng magulang, would you do it in a venue where walang transportation? Walang public transportation? Yung kailangan papasukin pa sa kung saan-saan, tapos wala ka namang bus to shuttle them? Hindi pwedeng ganun. So those are the things that you need. That's why you need to answer sino yung mga pupunta. Okay. Now, where will the attendees be coming from is also important because then you'll know how to schedule your time. Let's say, if for a certain seminar, a few months back, I don't know when that was, last year pa, we did a something like this in South Luzon. When you do that, you know that people are coming from different places. You don't want to start your seminar at 8 o'clock. Kahit na marami kang kailangan i-cover, kailangan bigyan mo sila ng time because you know that they're commuting. They're coming from different places. So things like that you need to consider. And the last question is how. How many attendees are you expecting? And how will the budget be set for this event? Okay. Yun yung two things na... Okay, how many attendees? Because that will determine, of course, the size of your venue and what you need to prepare for them. And, of course, it will have an effect on the budget and how you're gonna... Okay, kasi like, kunyari, di ba, when we do discipleship, mga convergence natin, or dati, when we would do quarterly convergences natin, yung alam mo yung may certain cost ka lang, hanggang dito lang yung ceiling mo. So kahit na anong gusto nilang pagawa sa'yo, alam mong ito lang yung budget mo. And you gotta start working on just this. So tawag ka naman ang tawag ng sponsors, di ba? So anyway, those are questions that you need to, right from the beginning, your first meeting to talk about your event, you need to address these questions. Okay? And be very clear, do not go out of that meeting with a question that's hanging in the air. Dati ganyan kami pag nagbi-meeting, kami nila Edwin, argue na ng argue, tapos, ay walang sagot. Sige, itong question, sabit muna natin dyan ha, kasi walang sagot. At minsan, lalabas ka, hindi mo nakuha yung sinabit mo doon. And that's difficult because the week after, you're starting to already call suppliers, call venues, ayun pala, lahat ng pinlano mo, pag na-address pala itong question na to, scrap lahat yon. It would have been a waste of your time. Okay? So make sure that all these questions are addressed. Another important aspect of doing events management is visualization. What do we mean by visualization. In events management, the most powerful tool that God gave you is something that's between your ears, your imagination. When you're thinking of an event, dapat na visualize mo na, okay, ganito dapat to, ganito yung dating nito. Gusto natin yung ending nito, sa gabi may fireworks to. Tapos dapat may concert to, mag-games tayo dito, pero dapat ganito. Yung, it can be, eh, alam mo yun, yung hindi pa siya naka-in order, but you already have things that you're visualizing. Okay? And what's important to be successful in that is to have a fanatical attention to detail. Okay? Having a fanatical attention to detail. The ladies in our team, and the three of them are here, I'm so glad that they're part of our team, but they know how I work. Pag towards malapit na sa event, I sit down with them and I say, okay, I'm attending, I come into every nation, I go down my car. When I go down my car, what will I see? Ah, I need ushers there. And then, I need a sign. Okay, I go up the steps, and then, okay, when I get there, what do I do? Okay, do I know? I need a directional sign na nakapwesto dito. Okay, next. Do I know where to register? Okay. That's what it means to visualize. Put yourself in the position of someone who's coming to your event for the first time. Do not assume that the person, because they're a church member, they've been in church for 5 years already, they know where to go. Because remember, our rooms are very flexible. Today, registration room yan, bukas, kids room yan, di ba? Multipurpose eh. So, kailangan very clear. So that when you walk, kung ikaw yung participant, klaro, very clear sa'yo kung ano yung mangyayari. So that's visualization and attention, fanatical attention to detail. That's why sinasabi na fanatical. Kasi yung talagang lahat na maiisip pa, isipin mo na. Ano pang pwedeng mangyari, isipin mo na. Okay? That's why do not neglect doing that, okay, when you're planning your event. Here's an exercise that I want you to do. Can we pass out? Yeah. Okay. Don't click anything first. Huh? Okay. We're doing, you're familiar with the game Spot the Difference, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. And the first... And the first 5 people to actually find the 20 differences, okay, will win the prize. Okay? Ready, set, go. Music.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice.
spot. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice like sugar and spice. I feel nice like sugar and spice.
Okay. Okay. Who found the 20? Ay, ganito muna. Exchange papers within your table. Exchange your... Exchange, exchange. Come on, guys. Exchange. Okay. Rizal is going to show us... Wait lang, meron nakakahanap nga ng 20? Hindi. In one picture, dapat nandun yung 20. There's really 20 differences. You know, I actually found just 19. Ako ah. So I would be surprised if someone found the 20, but okay. Sige, Rizal will show us. Kuling naman ang projector natin. Sige. Linaw? Okay.
13.
Okay, so that you can double check.
Wow.
That's it? There's the 19. Okay? Those are the 19 differences. Sige na, hindi. Honest, honest na lang tayo. Who found 19? 18. 17? 16?
16? Who found something?
Oo, who found something? Meron naman, nakita ko ang dami nakamark eh. You need 15? Wow, galing! Yay! Give Chryso a hand! Okay, merong 15, galing! In 5 minutes, that was fast. Yay! Yes! Who found 14?
Yay!
15 also? Wow, galing! Sit in ka lang, mahal ko. Hindi, okay lang. 14? Okay, 14. Varsha found 14? Okay, who else? There, in front. Si Tin? Tama ba? Tin? Okay. Put the lights back on, please. Good job. Okay. Anybody else? May 14 pa? Ah, you got 14? Okay. Ma. Tama na, hanggang 14 lang. Mauubos yung ating ano. Ano ka, Jack? Wala ka, Jack. Jack. Okay. Why did I give you that exercise? Because we're talking about fanatical attention to detail. When you're going into a room and you're the events organizer, I challenge you, go in there and say, what's wrong? Go inside the room and say, what's wrong with the picture? Because if for you, who's already the organizer, will find something, definitely your attendees will see it as well. So uunahan mo na, what's wrong? You're always on the negative. Na, anong problema dito? And look around. Okay. Then whatever you find, before even everybody else comes in, you correct that. Okay? It's details. Just go into details. And even when you're planning, just don't leave anything. If the way I would do events is talagang sobrang relying on the Holy Spirit. Kaya the moment the Holy Spirit, I make it a habit to always have somewhere that I can write my notes. Because at any point, Holy Spirit just tells you, you haven't checked into the like this. Hindi mo pa na-check yung parking yan. Put a note for yourself and do it. Because most probably nga, may problema yan dun. So it's not, I'm not saying it's out of expertise. Just relying on the Holy Spirit to really plan this event with you. Okay? But just go through every single detail. Do not, if you're reminded of something, address it immediately. Okay? Don't say, ah, yeah, sige, sige, bahala na yung ganyan. Okay na yan. Sige, sige, we'll deal with that later. Yung later na yan, baka wala nang later na mangyayari. So deal with concerns immediately. Another important aspect of planning an event is what I call responsibility and authority. As the organizer, as the event organizer, you always have full responsibility for the smooth running of your event. Okay? That's why it is important that you know every single thing that's going to happen in your event. And a good events organizer is never afraid to take on responsibility and move with authority. The only way you'll be able to move with authority is one, of course, you've been empowered by your boss. Pangalawa, if you know exactly all the details of the event. In our team, they know me that I'm not yet, maybe that the event has been planned by another department, but as long as it's not clear in my brain, alam nila, nagpapanik na ako. Wait lang, malapit ng event, malabo siya sa utak ko. Sa akin, gusto ko, for every single event that happens at Victory Fort, alam ko na na, ah okay, ganitong oras yan, tapos ganitong mangyayari dyan, tapos ganito, na-visualize ko na yung mangyayari at ang ending nito hanggang sa uwian. Habang hindi nangyayari yan in my brain, I won't have peace. And I think it's worked for us for the longest time. Kasi it's always good that there's so many minds thinking through something. Don't feel, as the events organizer, don't feel offended if, andali, trabaho ko to ah. Why you nakiki-think with me? Why you nakiki... It's always good that somebody else is thinking through it so that, oy, what you might have missed, they can give you, you know, have we checked the like this? And then you say, ang joke nga namin sa amin palati, ay, bigyan ng jacket, o bigyan ng t-shirt, yan. Kasi nakaisip ng something na hindi mo naisip. Remember, we're not perfect. We're not the experts. Kahit experts, they forget things. So that's why you work in a team. Huwag niyong angkinin ang event, huwag niyong solohin. Because it never works, okay? Be glad that there are other people. There are things that you need to remember when you're doing an event. Number one is to be aware of every aspect of the event. I'm sorry, it's so small. Okay, I hope it's in your notes. Be aware of every aspect of the event. Ultimo, ang kuryente, ito santo naka-plug. Ito santo naka-tap. Tapos, ito, ano mangyayari dyan sa ganyan? Every single aspect of the event. Ano mangyayari? Saan manggagaling yung speaker? Tapos, saan siya aakyat? Pagdating niya dyan, oh, tapos, sinong mag-entertain sa kanya? Sinong susundo sa kanya? Sino tatawag? Everything. Details. Number two, recognize your strengths and weaknesses. Like sinasabi ko kanina, that we don't have the answer to everything. Know that it's important for you to work with a team. Let's say you come from a smaller congregation and a smaller number of staff. What's good is you work with a team of volunteers. And know what your strengths are. As Pastor Steve would say, do only what only you can do. God has given you the gift, a certain gift, and do that. Specialization. Everything else na hindi mo expertise, you can have, as the events organizer, you can have a general idea of it, but work with someone whose expertise is in that area. Okay? Recognize that that's your weakness, therefore you need that person. Okay? And you know what? In connection to volunteer management, because all of us, when we do our events, we'll always be working with volunteers. Don't make it like may utang na loob ka sa volunteer mo kasi sinama mo siya kasi kailangan mo ng tulong. Doesn't work that way, okay? When we invite them to be part of our team, we're giving them an opportunity to actually be able to give back to God what God has blessed them with. That's the mindset that you express to your volunteers when you're inviting them to join your team. And of course, while you're planning, validate them and really appreciate them. But para they come in there, not na, oh, may utang na loob ka, ha? Next time, may kailangan akong favor pag hindi umuo yung pastor sa akin. Alam mo yon? Walang ganunan. It's really for them to go home and say, wow, I was so blessed. Thank you for the opportunity. Because that's how I felt when I was actually doing the conferences for 3 years. Not getting paid a single cent. During that time, I didn't even get phone allowance, transportation allowance. Wala yun sa diksyonaryo ng church natin during the time. But I did that for 3 years. Every quarter, major conference, kung hindi siya ultra, somewhere else. But as a volunteer. And at the end of it, I would always say, Pastor Manny, thank you. Yung ako pa yung umiiyak na talaga, thank you, binigyan niyo ako ng chance to do this. Because this is something that I could give back to God. Kasi binigyan niya ako ng talent in doing it. Okay? But talking about, I wanna kwento, bigyan ko kayo kwento ng talking about being aware of every aspect of your event. Who were with us in 2010 at the SMX? Okay, medyo marami-rami. You remember that we were doing an event upstairs and we were doing an event downstairs and that was simultaneous, happening all at the same time. And those were two different teams. And two different things that were happening up and down. Okay? Here was the challenge to me. After planning all of that, di ba we would have breaks? Every break, I would have to run to the mezzanine, to the ano ba sila? Pastor Rice Brooks, Pastor Steve, the bosses. I don't know what they're called. But anyway, I would go to them and listen to them. And they would all say, all the, di ba iba-ibang hosts? Oy, all of them have input. So they would say, no, we should do this way. Oh, and Pastor Carlos, at the last 10 minutes, will say, okay, guys, what's the decision? We have the final 10 minutes. And then they say, and then we change the scripts. And then in that, I run all the way down. And then get on the comm set. Alam na ng team. She's coming. Ito na, takbo. Everybody on the comm set. Comm set. Okay. Sa taas, ito yung mangyayari. This. This is the change. Okay, this. Okay, down here, this is what's gonna happen. Okay. We have last 30 seconds. Go! Yung ganon. Every single break for 3 days. No fail. I can't imagine, apart from the grace of God, how we did it. But yes, we did it. That was the challenge for us. Here's the thing. If I did not know every single thing that was happening up there and down there, How can I make a decision? Kasi dun pa lang sa meeting nila, sa huddle nila, pag sinabi nilang, can we do this? Can we change this part? I would tell them, yeah, we can do that. Or, no, I can do that. I cannot give them an informed decision if I did not know the details of the event. So it's not enough to know, this is gonna happen in this time. It's not just that. It's knowing na, okay, this person is coming from here, okay, but the worship team is running down to the... Yung na-imagine mo siya lahat, all happening. And as the events organizer, you're just juggling all of this, all at the same time. So that's why it's so important. Go into the details and just visualize everything. Yung talagang sobrang clear, kaya mong nananaginip ka yung event, nakita mo na siya ang nangyari sa panaginip mo. Ganun dapat, okay, when you're doing an event. It doesn't matter, even if it's a team building, even if it's just a seminar, even, remember, every event is planned, and it's planned to be special. So you gotta go into every single detail. Okay? Number three, are important components, what are the important components of an event? I'll quickly go to the first one. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 2:16. I need to take a break? 2:20, okay. The first one is concept. Concept actually covers what you would answer in the wow. Yung lahat ng question, ng answers niyo dun sa wow actually deals with the concept because it has the theme, ano yung objective nito, sinong target audience natin, all of that will be addressed under the concept. But that's why it's number one there is because it's the first thing that you need to deal with. Okay? And should be very clear for everyone involved in the team. Okay? Number two is your guest speaker. Usually, whether ang guest speaker nyo, whether sarili nyong senior pastor, or nag-invite kayo ng another pastor from another Victory Center, or talagang totally from not from Victory, it's still important to give attention to why you've chosen a particular speaker. That speaker has to have really something to say about your topic. Okay? That's why nga, di ba, we dealt with ano yung gusto nating mangyari under the concept. After that, now you look for your speaker. Sino you think would be the best person to give that impartation? Why? Again, because your audience has honored you with their time and their money to be in your event. Now, if they went there and they didn't learn anything, you think they'll come back and register again? No. They'll know, it's a waste of my time. I should have spent time with my family instead. Diba? So make sure that when you choose your guest speaker, that person is really someone who has something really valuable to say to your audience. And look at that person's schedule. Let's say, hindi talaga pwede. Kunyari, nag-conflict ang schedule. Then, go back into the drawing board and say, okay, are we really tied to this date? This person is only available this day. You know, currently we're doing an outreach event for another service that we're trying to grow right now. And we invited Randall Chongson. Kaso lang, Randall is in the Middle East. He's all over the place, just daming speaking engagements. But we wanted him actually for first week of October yata, or second week of October. Hindi siya pwede. Okay? Ang balik kami sa, okay, kailan siya pwede? He gave us an alternative date. Now with the alternative date, since kami, flexible naman, outreach naman siya na event, it can happen anytime. Then you adjust your date. See? Because to us, valuable yung sasabihin niya. He's the one we really wanna hear when it comes to personal finance, no nonsense personal finance. Okay? So, there's a compromise in a sense that you adjust your schedule. Now, let's say if it was a conference, a campus conference, 3 days or something like that. That's already been pegged and probably, you know, the kids have already, because of school and all of that, they cannot, you know, change those dates. Then, find an alternative speaker. Sinong next in line who would be best to speak on your topic? Okay? So, yun. And also, when you are communicating with your speaker, please make sure that you communicate with them properly. What do we mean by that? Which means, have everything in writing. When you're inviting, usually, ang speakers na ini-invite natin, kilala ng mga senior pastor natin. Correct? But, the moment that they've contacted, and the responsibility is passed on to you, now as the organizer, start writing a formal letter. Dear Mr. Chongson, we are so excited to hear from you. I believe that you have made yourself available for this date to talk on this topic from this time to this time. We are expecting an audience of ganyan, made up of ganitong-ganitong people. Would you have materials that we can reproduce for you? Please let me know. What else, what other audiovisual and sound, audiovisual equipment would you need us to provide for you? Please let, so that your speaker, napapanatag yung loob niya na, okay, yung pupuntahan ko doon, alam nila yung ginagawa nila. Hindi yung, I'm not faulting pastors just because, hindi yun ha, but because we're the events organizers, we're the ones who go into the details. They do the first contact, and then after that, you ask your pastors, paki-endorse na ako. Which what I did with Mr. Chongson. I asked Pastor Dennis, paki-endorse na ako na magte-take over. And then from there, ako na magko-communicate. And then, you need to make sure na, kasi when you leave it na sila lang, di ba kahit ikaw, when you're the organizer, napag-usapan kaya nila yung ganito? Or else magugulat ka na naghahanap pala ng, Mac pala yung computer niya na i-connect sa'yo, wala kang connector, kasi hindi mo tinanong. Kasi hindi naman tinanong ng pastor mo yun eh. Masyado nang detailed yun. Diba? So you take over and ask those nitty-gritty things. Okay? And if it's a formal thing that involves flyers and may tickets na nandun yung picture nila, please make sure that you formally ask their permission to actually use their picture and to ask them, how would you want us to introduce you? How would you want your name to appear? Kasi minsan, lalo na if they're formal, they're professional speakers, they do the circuit, they have a thing about billing. Ano yung billing? Parang sa sine? Yung, I should appear, my name should appear above like this and should not be near the ganito. My picture should not appear. Tsaka do not use this kind of picture, only this picture. Okay? Kasi syempre, gusto nila certain angles or whatever. May mga ganun sila when they're professionals. So, give it to them. And it is a good reflection on our ministry that we're excellent, that we go into those details and we give them the respect that is due to them. Okay? 22. Okay. Before I go into the next topic, I think we need to take a break. 5? 10 minutes. Okay.